Today, inshallah, from this beautiful kitab of Fazail al-Sadaqat, on the theme of youth, we will read one story. There are a few stories here that are very interesting. And it's a point of reflection for all of us to see what was the focus, what was the level of iman and deen, and the spirituality of the very young people of the past. There's an incident here which is very lengthy. I would have preferred to read that story, but it's quite lengthy, of the son of Harun al-Rashid at the age of 16, leaving the palace, doing menial work, and he became a saint to the extent that Allah Ta'ala just made things work in his favor. And then he passed away from the palace without people knowing that he was the prince. The youngsters of the past, they had such a fervor for Islam, one line would just touch their heart. One point of reflection, for example, looking at the graveyard and reflecting on life and death, that would be a point of change in their life. Sometimes it was a pious person just speaking to them and encouraging them, and that would change their life. On this point, I know I met someone some years ago, he's an alim in a foreign country, doing some good work, perhaps it was Canada. So I met him and he tells me in one of the ishtimas, all one person did was encourage him that go to madrasa. That person went his way and this youngster went his way. But that words had such an effect on his heart. He went, he studied, he became an alim of deen, and now he's serving in Canada as an alim. That reward will go to who? So anyway, there's an incident here about Bahlul Misri, an Egyptian saint, and his conversation with a pious boy. Bahlul Misri rahmatullahi, he says, once I was walking along a road in Basra when I passed by some boys playing with almonds and walnuts. So in those days, like these days, they play with some things, some marbles, whatever it is. Nowadays it's phones and games. So one of the boys stood beside them weeping and crying. I thought the boy was crying because he didn't have any walnuts, almonds to play with. So I said to him, son, do not cry. I will buy you some almonds and some walnuts to play with. The boy looked at me and he said, you fool. Do you think we have been created for playing? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, reflecting this verse of the Quran. I asked him, then what have we been created for? He replied, for gaining knowledge and for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said to him, may Allah bless your life. How did you come to know of this? He replied, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, do you think we have created you for nothing and that you will not return to us? I said, my dear boy, you talk very wisely. Give me a few words of advice. Now imagine, Bahlul Misri was a great saint, but he's telling this youngster, you give me some words of advice. So he said, I see men coming to this world and going away. The world and its riches are always on the move, with wings hanging to fly away. The world does not remain with any living man, nor any man lives forever to enjoy its pleasures. Death and its problems are like two horses, always running fast towards men to trample them and to finish them. O fool, who is deceived by the things of the world, just think and take something that means good deeds from this world to help you in the akhirat. After this, he looked up towards the heavens, raised his hands in dua to Allah Ta'ala, and he read the following two poems, while tears were flowing down his cheeks. Ya man ilayhi al-mubtahil, ya man alayhi al-muttakal, ya man idha ma milun, yarujuhu lam, ya khutih al-amal. O you to whom all men cry in humility, O you in whom everyone places his trust, O you who fulfills the hopes of everyone who hopes from you and grants all his wishes. See, brothers, we need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, that tajidhu tujahak, you find Allah in front of you. The reality of Allah's presence and Allah ta'ala's power is so firmly embedded in the heart that in all situations a person feels Allah is with him. He just turns to Allah, Allah's help is with him. He's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the moment, many people are connected to the material, the things of the world. So the reliance is on the things of the world. My shop will do. my security will do, my weapons will do, and this person will do, and that person will do. But he has to connect with Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is the one that I am going to return to. Allah Ta'ala created me, inna lillah, we belong to Allah, we return to Allah, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my protector. Now this youngster, at such a young age, how young he must have been to be playing, for other boys to be playing at his age with walnuts and with almonds. But still, he had this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So after reading these poems, he fainted and he fell to the ground. I placed his head in my lap, I wiped the dust from his face with my sleeve. When he got up, I said to him, son, why do you feel so afraid? You are only a child. No bad deed has been written in your book of deeds, he said, so you say. But I always see my mother making a fire, and she puts the small pieces of wood in the fireplace first, and then she puts the big pieces of logs and wood. I fear that when the fire of Jahannam is being lit, I should be thrown into it, even before the adults. I said, my dear boy, you seem to be very wise. Give me a few words of advice. He said the following poems, which meant, I am lost in merrymaking, while death is coming towards me very fast. If I do not die today, I must pass away tomorrow. I pampered my body with soft, expensive clothing, not thinking that it must rot in the grave. I think I see my body becoming dust in the qabr, under the sand. My beauty will soon disappear. My body will become a skeleton without any skin and flesh. I see the hours of my life passing by, and still my wishes are not yet fulfilled. I have to take a long journey, and I haven't made any preparation for the way. Ah, I have disobeyed my Rabb, openly breaking his commands, whilst he watched over me all the time. Alas, I did so many shameful deeds. Whatever is done cannot be cancelled, and the time that has passed can never return. Ah, I sinned in secret, and I did not let people know of my terrible sins. But tomorrow my sins will all be shown to me, to my Rabb. Ah, I sinned against him, but I also fear him, trusting his never-ending mercy. I sin most shamelessly, most bravely, hoping for his forgiveness. Who else but he will forgive my sins? Truly, he is worthy of all praise. If there was no punishment after death, no promise of Jannat or punishment of Jahannam, in death there is enough warning to keep us away from wasting time. But we are confused, we don't take warnings from anything. And now there is no hope for us except that Allah Ta'ala, the All-Forgiving, should forgive our sins. For when a slave does anything wrong, it is his master, no one else, who forgives him. No doubt, I am the worst of all his men. I broke my promise with my Rabb, and it is the useless slave whose promises don't mean much. My Rabb, what shall be my condition when the fire burns my body? The fire that melts the hardest rocks. Ah, I shall be all alone when I pass into the grave. Lonely and forgotten at the time of mort. I shall be alone when I get up from my grave, with no one to help me on that day. O you who are wonderful with no partners to your greatness, have mercy on my loneliness, on my being forgotten by all. This youngster actually reflects all of our realities, the reality of all of us, and he reflects it in these poems. Deeply affected by these poems, I fainted, Bahlul says, I fainted. When I got up after a while, I found the boy had gone. I asked the other boys about him, and they said, don't you know him? He is from the family of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. Obviously, being from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what else could we expect? I said, I too wondered and believed that he was the son of a pious family. It is no wonder that a person from such a family should talk so wisely. May Allah Ta'ala benefit us from the blessings of his family and this family. Ameen. So my beloved brothers, we take admonition from this incident, and we also take lesson that our youth today, what an effort we need to make, that we are giving them everything of material, and their attention is being turned more and more to the dunya, to the extent that the dunya became more important, sports became more important than the masjid, than madrasa, tuition became more important than the masjid and madrasa, everything else became more important. Whereas our elders, when they came, they first put masjid, they first put madrasa, they first put deen, and then we found the wonderful changes that came about. Let it not be that we make the shift now towards the dunya, and then Allah Ta'ala turns his mercy and his attention away from us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.